Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
92.9's very own Braves insider and reporter and host from the Diamond, Grant McCauley, who is not at Echo Park Speedway because we have those Phillies in town all weekend. Pretty important series. But our conversation with Grant is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Grant, are you upset at all that you are not down in the camper with the morning shift this morning?
I mean, well, of course, but we'll work on a time in which maybe the Braves schedule will cooperate a little bit more with us and we can have a reunion of sorts and really enjoy what I think is always a great weekend. I am sad to miss out on what I think is always a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a very important series. I'm glad you pinpointed that's exactly why you can't be down at Echo Park Speedway. I want to bring you in, though, on a conversation we were having yesterday about Didier Fuentes. He really didn't get the ideal situation to start. He's only 20 years old. They called him up. He pitched for the Marlins in Miami, against the Marlins in Miami, and then he was at Citi Field in New York. I got a message from someone saying they thought that he might have been tipping pitches, and I just wanted to ask your opinion on that. Could that have been the case, or just more so the inexperience of a 20-year-old dealing with Citi Field?
Yeah, I think that it's more the latter, honestly. I mean, this was a promotion that was really built off of the fact that he was a talented arm, but the experience factor is, I think, what you're working on and working through at that age. And, you know, the opponents are not all created equal. I felt like giving him that chance to do what he did against the Marlins is kind of where you wanted to be with a 20-year-old, but throwing him into the environment that he was in at Citi Field, it's a totally different animal. So I think that that was probably more so than tipping pitches. Now, there's a difference, I feel like, between tipping and other hitters, major league hitters, being able to kind of figure you out and maybe figure some tells, maybe some patterns and tendencies very quickly, and it can snowball in a hurry. And I think that's more of what happened to him against the Mets.
Well, and let's continue to go there too, Grant. We were having the conversation passionately yesterday about what is the near future of Didier Fuentes. Is this a guy that deserves another start? Is there anybody else that you feel like could also slot into that role? Is this a place where the Braves want to make a move? What do you think the near future looks like for Didier Fuentes?
Well, I certainly think that they need to make a move because losing Chris Sale, that's going to be a difficult road for the Braves for however long that he is out. And I think that if they had other options, we would have seen other options. But this was one of those, you know, you roll the dice on talent. You give talent the opportunity to step up and fill this role for the time being. But I do think that it's not a settled situation for the Braves as far as their rotation is concerned. So if they could make a move right now, I think that they would. But I think we're still, you know, several weeks away from clubs really deciding that they're going to make the best players available for him. But as I've kind of, you know, looked at this situation and thought about it from all the different angles, maybe this is the most critical time for the Braves. And by the time you can make a move in 3 or 4 weeks, things could look very different this season and the standings could look very different. And making a move at that point might not be as impactful as right now, but it kind of does go back to if Alex Anthopoulos could make a move right now, I think he would. And I think he's probably working on it.
Yeah. I just don't know what we keep talking about. This is, I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Well, who are you bringing up? And now I know Jackson Stevens had a good outing and I know that maybe, you know, Hurst and Waters could be a guy, but look, I don't know. Go away from the pitching for a second. I keep hearing people say, you know, send down Michael Harris. And we had Charlie Culberson on the other day, and he said, well, sometimes a day off is the best thing. But, Grant, are you going to have to just wait until Profar comes back? Because I'm not really sure if you can go into a matchup with the Phillies and have White and Verdugo out there because of the defense you're losing. I know Eli White is probably the fastest guy on the team, and he's got a pretty good glove. But – to me, it should be White and Harris and Acuna out there. But he's not even seeing three pit ball count anymore. He hasn't walked since May. It's just really, I'm almost at the point where I don't know if his defense is making up for how bad his bat is.
No, it's to that point. And it's not because the defense isn't good. It's because the bat is just not there. There's no consistency of the approach. There's obviously no results. And as you mentioned, the lack of walks, the inability to work counts. I mean, these are the things that are compounding the issues for Michael Harris. There's just an aggressiveness that I think is being taken advantage of by opposing pitchers. And honestly, as you just kind of look at the numbers-based criteria, if you will, for sizing up where exactly Michael Harris is, it just seems to be kind of lost at this point. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to demote him, but I think that pretty much anything has to be on the table at this point because it's been this long of the struggle and the regression. And if you look back, I think over the last calendar month or more, he's got a sub-500 OPS. We're talking about the kind of production that you got when they let pitchers hit. And then you have to factor in left field has been a black hole. Second base has been a problem offensively. Shortstop has been a problem offensively. So it's not just one, but four different spots in the lineup. And when you look at what everybody else is being asked to do, I think Marcell Ozuna over the last month has also come back down to earth. And clearly the hip is probably a big factor in that. That's another spot. So all of a sudden you're looking at Ronald Acuna Jr. and Matt Olson and Austin Riley and whatever's going on behind the plate that particular day where Drake Baldwin seems to be hitting pretty well, Sean Murphy, not so much. You just don't have the pieces to put together in an offense. So it's not all on Michael Harris, but if they had another option, again, it kind of goes back to the Didier Fuentes conversation that we just had. If they had other options, maybe they would explore them, but you really don't. You've got Jared Kelnick hitting about .220 in AAA, and not much else. So I don't know if just a day off might be helpful, but Alex Verdugo and Eli White are also not big offensive upgrades there. So I think you're riding with Michael Harris in hopes that he'll figure it out because he's had a track record of doing it the last couple of years. But we have gotten to that point of the season where it's reached critical mass for the Braves offense, and they just have not been able to figure it out.
Yeah, it's certainly been frustrating. It's the Morning Shift talking with 92.9's Braves insider Grant McCauley. Now, we split the series with the Mets in New York, but they did sweep the Mets here at home at Truist. So the Braves like playing at home. Where should our expectations be with the Phillies coming to town? I mean, how important is this series?
No, it's critical. You're in that back half of this, or the last series of that 13-game stretch against National League East foes. I mean, the split against the Mets, I think that more times than not, a four-game series on the road, especially against a tough team, you will take that. But losing the series in Miami, I think, is what kind of ramped up or ratcheted up the importance of this Phillies series even more so than it already was. Now, you have to look at where the Phillies are. They have scuffled mightily as well lately. So can you add to that? And the Braves have had some difficulty being able to see teams on losing streaks and keep that losing streak going. So it's a huge series. It's not like the season is completely decided on any of these, but you also look at the fact that every single game that you play is another day off the calendar, and that's what's going to start working against the Braves as we get into July, and that's going to be what's informing them, I think, the most when it comes to what exactly they could look to add and should they add this year if they can't figure out a way to get this thing going, get over 500, and really feel like they're in contention with a legitimate shot.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grant, what do you think about Texas State joining the Pac-12? No, I'm kidding. obviously, I'm kidding. We only have a couple minutes left, and I actually have a question I really want to get into with you about is Matt Olson. He's got a 27-game on base streak. Maybe it's 28 now. It's gotten so high, but it's about his walks in June. I think he's walked like 18 times or something, and his strikeouts are maybe just one or two more. His approach has looked so good. It almost – something changed with his approach, because I've seen him have better at-bats than I've seen him have probably since the 2023 season.
Yeah, I mean, Matt Olson, I think, is one of the hardest working Braves, and that's when you look at the slumps and the, you know, the valleys that you go through in a particular season, and you look at certain guys and think, all right, he's going to figure it out. I mean, I know we just talked about Michael Harris and the fact that he seems like he does not have that plan and that he's lost. And it doesn't mean Michael's not working, don't get me wrong, but Matt Olson, I think, is, you know, one of those guys that's just not going to sleep until he figured it out. And that may be a good thing, and sometimes that can maybe work against you, because baseball is kind of a momentum sport as well, or at the very least a confidence thing. And, you know, I think the results are finally starting to match the process of what he's gone through to get there. The swing looks good. The power hasn't quite been there in terms of just the overall, you know, over-the-wall stuff for him, but he is coming through time and again with big base hits. He is drawing those walks, and you know, this has been a very good month for him, and I think that as you start to look at the bigger picture of what his season is, you know, if you're into this stuff, the analytics say that Matt Olson is one of the three best first basemen in the National League. He's one of the best first basemen in all of baseball. There are just some peaks and valleys to his game that I think kind of drive people nuts, but usually by the time you get to the end of the season, Matt Olson has posted some pretty good numbers, and the Braves are, I think, pretty happy to have what he's been doing lately. And they're going to need more of it, but they also need some other guys to step up, because it can't just be Ronald Acuna Jr. and Matt Olson driving this offense. They're going to need some help if the Braves want to score the runs they need to get through this next stretch of games and close out the first half in position to really do some things when we get to the second half.
Yeah, we kept hearing Matt is historically hot in June, and obviously we are seeing it now. Grant, when can we catch you on From the Diamond this weekend?
I will be on 5 to 7 on From the Diamond. We'll be sizing up what's going on with the Braves and the Phillies and taking a look across the rest of Major League Baseball. You can also find From the Diamond wherever you get your podcast and on the Odyssey app.
Awesome. Appreciate the time, Grant. Enjoy that Braves-Phillies series this weekend.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, enjoy
man.
The race.
Appreciate it, man.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.